WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. The recording you're about to hear features the musician classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz describes as the greatest violinist he's ever heard, the Hungarian Joseph Szigety. Szigety died in 1973 at the age of 80. This new compact disc includes Szigety's 1939 live performance of the Bach Violin Concerto with the controversial conductor Willem Mengelberg and the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam.
I couldn't believe the good news that there was finally a Joseph Szigety performance on CD, miraculously preserved from a live concert 49 years ago. There's no question in my mind that Szigety is the greatest violinist of this century, certainly the greatest violinist who ever recorded. When he's playing beautifully, it's the most thrilling violin tone ever created, deep and vibrant and luscious. His performances not only sing, but speak. His phrasing astounds you with its variety of vocal color and inflection, and always just below even the most beautiful surface is the intuition of tragedy. Szigety, like Maria Callas, believed that music shouldn't be merely beautiful. It must express something, and not everything it expresses is pretty. There are rough spots, passages of strain and striving. To smooth them out, to make them sound effortless, would be to lose the musical point. Ernest Bloch's Violin Concerto isn't the greatest piece of music Szigety played. In fact, he's much better known for more classical pieces, the Bach solo partitas and sonatas, Mozart and Beethoven sonatas, the violin concertos of Bach, Mozart, Beethoven, and Brahms. But Szigety championed 20th century music, unlike some of our contemporary superstars. He played Debussy, Ives, Prokofiev, Henry Cowell, and of course his own countryman and friend, Béla Bartók. Bloch completed his violin concerto in 1938 after 8 years of work and dedicated it to Szigety. Szigety recorded it commercially shortly after its world premiere and played it frequently. The performance heard on this new disc came less than a year later. Bloch is probably still best remembered for his compositions on Jewish themes, pieces like Shlomo and Baal Shem. You can hear these themes in the violin concerto. But Bloch said he based this piece on American Indian themes, and you can hear those too, especially in Sigeti's buoyant rhythms. Both ethnic backgrounds have a deep melancholy spirit, and finally it is that rich melancholy rather than any ethnic origin that really characterizes this concerto. The conductor here is Willem Mengelberg, one of the most imaginative and idiosyncratic conductors of the century, another tireless champion of contemporary music, especially the music of Mahler. He directed the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam for over 50 years, beginning in 1895. As far as I know, this is his only recorded collaboration with Sigeti, another reason to cherish it. The disc also includes Mengelberg conducting pianist Walter Gieseking in a rippling live performance of Debussy's early and showy Fantasy for Piano and Orchestra, recorded in 1938.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a new music and arts compact disc with soloists Joseph Sigeti and Walter Gieseking. This is Fresh Air.